It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to a Monday and the start of a brand new week. Border Crossings is with you once again. We've got a full hour of your favorite music coming up today here on Border Crossings. And for the first half of our show, we welcome into our studios a couple of guys who are making some great rock and roll music, and they've got a new album to talk about. Nonpoint are here on Border Crossings, and we'll discuss the return. So stay with us on The Voice of America. Welcome to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and in our studios today, all the way from Florida, we welcome Nonpoint. Elias and Rashid are here. Welcome, guys. Great to have you. What's with up, us.
Larry? Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I used to live in Florida. You know, we're about Tampa. I lived in Tampa. I know you guys are from Lauderdale.
I lived in Lauderdale. These guys are Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, from Chicago. I went to school in Chicago. Awesome. So we're all brothers now. We're all connected. Awesome. Welcome to VOA. Welcome to DC.
Thank you for having us.
Are you guys in DC performing? You're on tour that's stopping in here?
No, we're actually playing Baltimore tonight.
Baltimore.
So we got a little bit of a drive after we're done.
The big gig.
Yes.
The big gig. And how long has the tour been going on?
We've been on tour right now for about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But we started the cycle about a month and a half ago, and we'll be going strong until probably next Christmas.
Wow. And the reality is you've been on tour since 97, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you started this, your life is always on the road in a van or in an airplane or something like that. Mm-hmm. So and I read somewhere where you guys are regulars on the Ozfest tour. At least you have performed a number of times for Ozfest. A
couple times, yeah. We did 2001. We also did 2000, I believe it was 8. Mm-hmm. My memory always escapes me.
Do you like the large crowds or do you prefer the smaller crowds?
Oh, yeah. Large crowds are where it's
at. Large is where it's at.
Yeah.
You're to do the mosh pit and the surfing and all that stuff.
You're converting people. You're connecting.
Yeah. Those big shows usually, you know, bring out a lot of other big bands and then you get to play for their fans, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you get to build a new following.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned, you know, you guys started, I think, 97, right around 97, yep, together with the band. Why did you pick Nonpoint as the name? What's the reference?
It was actually everyone thinks of their band names. It was a cool word, man.
It came to me in a dream.
Yeah, well, our drummer heard it in a song from a band called Believer. It was a Christian band way back in the day. And when you look it up, it's a way to measure pollution that can't be traced back to something specific, like air pollution or water pollution or something. So, you know, we're polluting the world with our sound, I guess.
Well, I like the sound. The sound is cool.
Thank you.
New album is great.
Thanks.
You know, it's a tough business now. It's a tough business, especially for a metal band. It's really, really tough. I mean, we don't have so many groups like Slipknot.
I'm glad you know that, Korn,
and the bands that, you know, put out that kind
of
sound.
It's a lot has changed, you know, between formats changing and playlists changing and, you know, radio stations coming and going and venues coming and going. You try to rest your career on the music and hope that you get through all those storms. Really. Mm-hmm.
What is it that helped put you in this path, in this format of music and in music in general? What kind of got you there?
I grew up doing performing arts in high school. Mm-hmm. I know these guys were all musicians growing up. You know, whether it was locally learning how to play or you know, being in a band in their school. You know, but as far as the scene and how we all got together, we were, you know, I was just waiting tables in South Florida, and the old bass player of Nonpoint, who isn't even in Nonpoint anymore, invited me to come to a practice, and one thing led to another, and you know, I was had a mic in my hand and was singing, and the drummer stood up, who is our drummer now, and was like, "You're in the band." And that was it. And I was like, "Whoa, hey, I don't even want to be in a band, man."
That wasn't the plan.
I didn't know this was a tryout. So I was just having fun with you guys. So break to, you know, 16 years later, and here we are. It's like, for real, that's really what happened. I got bullied into this band. They threatened me.
And it's been about 10 albums.
Nine studio records.
And a live album.
So 10. Yeah. God, Larry knows more about me.
What's really hard is to be the lead singer of a heavy metal band. It's really hard on the throat.
I just sang 7 hours ago.
Coming in to do
Did
an
you?
Acoustic.
7 hours ago, I sang.
Oh my
Slept
gosh.
For literally 40 minutes.
Wow.
Because the ride here was so rough, and here I am.
Now, how do you take care of your throat? Is there like do you have your secret brew that you put in the blender?
You know, surprisingly, now it's gotten to the point where it's, you know, in my older age, it's really about what I eat. Mm-hmm. I had a real bad scare a couple days ago where I almost had to cancel all this stuff.
Wow.
You know, I actually thought I had like a growth or throat cancer or something crazy. I had acid reflux. I had the Ashley Simpson disease. I danced a jig and he fixed me all up. He's like, "You need Prilosec. You don't need surgery. You need Tums."
So I'm not dying.
No, it was
acid
great.
Acid reflux.
Yeah. So they put me on steroids and you know, got that antacid down. And
Right. Have you ever had this vitamin B injection? I hear these.
I've had B12 shots
in the throat.
Oh, those are cortisone shots.
Cortisone in the throat.
Yes, they do cortisone shots where they shoot steroids right into your throat.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I won't let them do that. I will not let them do that.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
The things that
I'll take a break.
Some of you musicians do for your craft.
Yeah.
And drink some water.
I mean, I love rock, but come on, not taking a needle in the throat for it.
the guys from Nine Point are here. We're going to talk more about the new album, which is called A Return. We're also going to talk about their connection to Michael Jackson. So all of that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. So hang around. This is Border Crossings. If you guys would do a live song for us, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
This is acoustic, too.
Want to hear one now?
I would love to.
All right. Here's a little ditty that kind of gets all the blood going for all the fans. This one's called Bullet with a Name. My disposition is in a position for all to see. Regret is for how it feels. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. Because the cause for all the pause you think you see, it's really concentration on the steel. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. You see, everybody's watching and passing judgment on every little move and decision I make. How can I be an individual with the weight of the world and eight of the planet to take? And with everything happening, gunshots clapping and people are running in every direction with their hands up for the drama to end. I got my hands out for some money to spend. The price tag on the things I need are getting bigger by the day. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. The way I work so hard for things, they just take away from me. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. With a name. Whoa, I'm working harder than 100 black mules down in Mexico. No water, no cloud, no cover from the hotter than hell. No dinner bell, empty oven again from another bad opinion. I mean, who doesn't want the cost, money, fame, attention, boss, honeys, games, attention, stars, money? I would say we don't need it and turn around and try to achieve it. The price tag on the things I need are getting bigger by the day. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. The way I work so hard for things, they just take away from me. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. With a name. Oh, and everything they say about me and everything that they make me need, nothing when they take everything away from me. And everyone trying to make it harder, everyone saying I will never be. You're nothing but a name on the bullet that I aim. Ooh, the price tag on the things I need are getting bigger by the day. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. The way I work so hard for things, they just take away from me. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name. I got a bullet with a name on it. Bullet with a name.
Nine Point, our guests here on The Voice of America. And so I was reading where for the new album, The Return, you dug deeper into your influences. That's what you said. We're digging into our influences. What does that mean?
I think when I say influences, everybody always goes, would you listen to Pink Floyd or something? I think we're all most influenced by life. You know, changing our jobs, changing our partners, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it be. And I think this time more than anything, we were dealing with a lot of ups and downs at the time. So, you know, I really felt like, and I always feel like being the most honest with what you say in your songs is definitely the easiest and the best way to connect mm-hmm. With the audience. So this time, even more so than the last record, I wanted to be as detailed and in some cases as graphic as I could be, you know, to tell the story, because you know, it's not an easy life, as not as easy as people think it is.
No, it's not.
You know, I wanted to tell the story.
So what would you then tell Nonpoint in 1997 that you've learned over 9 albums? If you could talk to, you know, Elias.
Get a new manager.
Get a new manager.
Hey, the truth hurts. Hey. I would pay a lot more attention to the business. Ooh, it's yeah. It's an ugly business. It's really ugly, and the music is the best part about it. Mm-hmm. And you try to always look to that, you know, to continue the positivity in this whole, you know, mess, because it's you know, metal's a very dark, almost themed music, mm-hmm. and if you notice anything about our lyrics and notice anything about our band, you know, we're always trying to bring some kind of light to that whole genre. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, you know, the music is the best way to do that.
And you chose to do Billie Jean.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? I mean, to go from the heavy metal sound and the dark side, as you yeah. just described, and all of a sudden, let's do some Michael Jackson music.
I will be completely honest. We had to fill a set.
Yeah, really?
We got invited to do an acoustic New Year's Eve show in Madison, Wisconsin, which is one of the biggest cities for Nonpoint. And we had to fill an acoustic set. And not every single one of our songs translates acoustic. I mean, we could work it into it, just like mm-hmm. Bullet and,
sure.
you know, other songs that we've done. But, you know, that song, I heard an acoustic version Chris Cornell did. I loved it. Mm-hmm. So I showed it to the guys, and, you know, they jumped right on it. It came out really cool.
Do you do other covers?
Actually, we do. We do. We'll probably whip one out for you. Today.
All right.
We can actually maybe even do two if you guys let us.
Sure. Well, let's get to it then.
All right.
Save
cool.
Save some
right.
time. We can have enough time for the
more
music.
This is a Phil Collins song.
Ooh.
Phil Collins.
Nonpoint.
Yeah. Miami. You know, Miami Vice.
That's it.
Phil Conpoint.
This was. Yeah.
You got your socks on.
Phil Conpoint. This was actually featured on the Miami Vice movie with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Oh, here's a little ditty called In the Air Tonight. Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment
daylight. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Ooh, I remember don't worry. How could I ever forget it's first time, the last time we ever met? But I know the reason why you keep me silenced up. Ooh, no, you don't fool me. This hurt doesn't show.
Nonpoint. Thank you guys for doing that.
Thank you.
You sound great. Now, there's no covers on the new album.
No covers.
All original stuff. You wrote all the stuff?
I wrote all the lyrics and the vocal lines. The boys all do their parts. They write the guitar parts and drum parts.
So that's the process. You get the lyrics and they get the
Well, they send me music. I chop stuff up, move it around, start singing over it, and send it back. Mm-hmm. They send stuff back. I send stuff back. We send stuff back.
And so, are there any surprises on this album, or is it like the other eight albums, or is it going to be a little different? Or
I'd say more than anything, there's a lot of really fun guitar work and a lot of heavy rhythms. Mm-hmm. You know, we were concentrating on, you know, moving our crowd. Our crowds are really energetic and they like to jump and move and you know, have a good time. So we always consider them when we go into the studio.
And that's great to bring some guitar sounds back, because there's, you know, music's lacking that right now.
Oh,
I mean, there's not much in the way of guitar music.
Yeah.
That's great that you guys are doing that. The album is called The Return. It just came out a few weeks ago.
Yep.
It's been out since September. So people want to get a copy, they need to go to your website or, you know, Amazon, iTunes, whatever.
iTunes, Amazon, Best Buy, it's all there.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the business is easier or harder today than it was, you know, your first album, 97?
I would say it's easier to get into better situations, like better studios and mm-hmm. with better producers. The prices have gone down considerably.
Considerably.
Yeah, but it's definitely harder for bands right now, because there's so many bands mm-hmm. Trying to do their thing, and so many bands on the road, and there's only a certain amount of slots allotted for every radio station for new music. So, you know, everybody's scrambling and fighting for those eight slots. And, you know, I would say it's really, like I say, if you rest on your music and you rest on your show, mm-hmm. You'll survive. But, you know, there's constant format changes. I mean, since I've been alive, I've seen it go from, you know, eight track to, to tape to, you know, CD to mini disc for
mini
a little
disc,
while.
Remember right, right.
Mini
yeah,
disc?
Yeah, yeah.
And then now we're at MP3. So just
who knows where it's going to go from here? Technology is
scary.
Your
brain.
You know?
Pull your ear
right,
low.
Straight to the brain. Implants.
Yeah, iTunes right here. Just sorry, I got a call. Hello. Hey, I'm putting on conference.
The guys from 9 Point are touring, and I know that you guys have been on the road before. You love going to Australia. You've been there a few times. And do you have favorite places you like to play?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, man. We love Madison.
Madison's great. Vegas is great.
Vegas, Florida.
For obvious reasons.
Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, Lauderdale is
back home, yeah.
Hometown. Uh-huh. Hometown. We just did Shiprocked last year.
Oh, that was
which
great.
Was awesome. Mm-hmm. Playing on a tropical beach in front of nothing but metalheads. It's so much it's so weird to see so much pasty white skin and tattoos
and dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks on an island. Like, you wouldn't expect any of that. You know, I fully give Shiprock my endorsement because it was probably the first time that I've ever been on vacation for more than 5 days without getting stared at. You know, and everyone else gauges.
Yeah, there's people that look even crazier
fully,
than us.
I mean,
you know?
It was awesome.
Cool
it was
experience.
They're really doing something special with that.
Well, what's been the high point for you so far?
High point, I think hitting Australia, getting to the other side of the world is really something special. Mm-hmm. You know, and seeing the crowd reaction over there. Doing Ozfest, doing Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. We've had a great career.
Yeah,
you know, we've played every major festival. I met everybody. Sharon Osbourne pinched my butt.
Oh my goodness!
I just had Jenny McCarthy flash me the other day at
wow,
Sirius Satellite.
So cool!
It was, man. It's been
a good life.
It's been a great life,
but a hard life.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's hard being away from home, but you know, you take the good with the bad.
Right, and now you're broadcasting to millions of people in many countries.
Million.
In many countries
over
around
60
the world.
Countries.
That's
over
it. 60. There we go. We're reaching Africa. We're reaching Asia. We're talking to Australia right now. All your fans there.
But if you come back from Africa, make sure you stop and get checked out.
That's right. There you go.
If you're in the West.
There
wash
you
your
go.
Hands. Yeah, wash
this
your
public
hands.
Service announcement brought
yes,
to you by
brought to you by Nonpoint.
Well, you know, I know you guys have two more you wanted to get in, so
yeah,
I'm not
going
to interrupt you. I'll just let you do your thing.
All right, sounds good.
In the last few minutes, so if you want to squeeze in a couple tunes. Yeah. This is right. Nonpoint.
Let's do it.
I'm going to send this out to my man over there. Want to do a...
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Here we go. Here's a little ditty dedicated to our hair.
Sudden I saw Sheriff Jones. shoot me down. Yeah. So I shot him down. And so if I am guilty, I will pay.
America, we have time for one more.
Sure.
Yes.
What is this one going to be?
This is the newest single.
New single.
Yes, yes.
From the new album.
Off the Return. The song is called...
What is this before you play the
that
song?
Is a tribal frog from the island of Puerto Rico. The band originated in Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
It's called a coqui. It's very tiny. It's so small.
Sounds like a cricket.
It could hang off the edge of a quarter. It's that tiny, but it is so loud that it blankets the island at night. With a whistling sound. Mm-hmm. It is the island's cricket.
Oh, and there it is on the CD cover.
Little tiny thing, real big sound.
For the new album, The Return. One more song, Nonpoint, live here on Border Crossings.
Just blood and air to survive. There's a hole so deep and cold it will never see the light of day.
Nonpoint off The Return here on Border Crossings on The Voice of America. And
thank you.
Before we go, how do people get a hold of you? Your website, your Facebook, all that stuff?
Nonpoint.com. It'll direct you everywhere to our Facebook. It's facebook.com/nonpointworld. We all have our own Instagrams. We all have our own Twitters. That'll get you there.
And keep in touch and get the album, The Return, which is out now. So thank you, guys, Elias, Rasheed.
Thank you so much. Thanks, DC.
Thank you, guys, very much.
Thank you.
It's Border Crossings on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Larry London.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Border Crossings, VOA Music Mix.
These deep inside, just to walk right up to your door. But my body can't move when I finally get to it, just like a thousand times before. Then without a word, he handed me this letter. Read, I hope this finds the way into your heart. It says,
and you know her voice. That is the incomparable Celine Dion, who's taken an extended leave of absence from show business while she takes care of her ailing husband, Rene Angeli, who is battling throat cancer. So we wish them well, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her family. Fasika Tesfe requested that song in Addis Ababa, and that is called I Love You here on Border Crossings. And we also played a song for Omar in Kenya, which is by Tim McGraw, called Something Like That. And thank you, Omar, for your request. I'd like to also say hello to Moses and Roscoe and Mohammed Salim in Sierra Leone, Khaldun Kahala, Biju Sise, and LL Avalino, who are all listening to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. Thanks again to Nonpoint for coming in and doing the live show with us. We appreciate it. Sounding great. I had mentioned on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, that we're going to start our giveaway today on the phone. So that's the way the game's going to work this week. For those who are just tuning in and have been away for a little bit, we have two CDs to give away, the Now 52 CD and also the Taylor Swift 1989 album. Both of those will be up for grabs for the next few weeks. This week, it's on the phone. And so it's open to, you know, everybody to play. You know, old listeners, new listeners. Last week, it was only new listeners. But this week, we want to bring everybody in. So we're going to open up the phones right now and give away both CDs today, since it's November, to caller 11, the 11th month of the year. Caller 11 at 202-619-2077. People are asking, how do I win? What do I call? Here's how it works. Be the 11th caller right now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. If you wait and delay, you may miss. So try and keep on trying till you know whether you're caller 11 or not. And the number is 202-619-2077. That is our phone number in the studios. And now it's up to you to call in to win those two CDs, caller 11 wins. Here's a request from Ogiri Machuki, and he's in Kisii, Kenya. This is George Michael, Careless Whispers.
I feel like Superman. They gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. They try to break me down, but I'm still on my feet. This city's full of life, so why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Shows his past, it's moving without me. Who doesn't want a machine so they can go back in time? I don't know. My time went by too fast. There's no one left but me. I've got a 9-to-5, and it gets the best of me. This is the life I'm gonna live to the end, but I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
When I lie down in your arms. When I lie down in your arms. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Border Crossings, and that is In Your Arms. That is new from Nico and Vins by request, and congratulations to King Boy in Nigeria. Hooray! King Boy was caller 11. He got both CDs, the Now 52 CD and the Taylor Swift 1989 CD. We'll do this again tomorrow. We'll pick another number, and it'll be up to you to call in and be that number when it's time during the show on Border Crossings tomorrow. Thanks to Nonpoint for coming in today and giving us some great music from their new album, The Return. And we will return tomorrow. I'd like to say hello to Latif and Awalu and Jonas, Maria Myrna, Eltesh, Zalalem, Nayo, Abraham, Siren, Shawi, Thomas Raj, Zakayo, Iram, Zoxy, Muhammad, and all the rest who took time to check in on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's where we meet. I'll see you there. Thanks to Mary and Greg and Vince and you for listening to our show. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London on VOA1, The Hits.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.